Hi, my name is Liam Kavanaugh. I'm a senior program manager with the SQL Azure Data Sync team. And today what I'd like to show you is an extension to my previous webcast where I showed you how to take SQL Server data and extend that to the cloud, extend that to SQL Azure using Sync Framework, to extend on the capabilities of SQL Azure Data Sync to allow you to customize that process. So one of the pieces of feedback and one some of the common questions that I had from this webcast is how I can integrate SQL Compact into this story. So what I would like to do is extend on that application that I built in my first webcast, and this time what I'm going to do is use SQL Azure as my starting point, and I'm going to take the tables, the data from that database, and extend that down to a SQL Compact data store. So this would allow you to take and build an application on a desktop, laptop, Windows application that would host SQL Compact data and use the Sync framework to tie synchronization between these databases together. So let me close this down and I'm going to switch over to SQL Management Studio just to give you a quick look and quick reminder of where we are. So I have a connection to my SQL Azure database here, and there is a database called AdventureWorks sitting within that. And in there we have a bunch of different tables. And just like before, I'm going to take the customer and product table and I'm going to synchronize those down to SQL Compact. So I'm going to alter the existing application that we used for SQL Server and show how we would do that. So over here I have the original project just as we had before, and if you'd like to check the team blog, blogs.msdn.com/sync, you should be able to find this code and also link to it from the webcast directory. But what I want to do is now that I'm going to synchronize to SQL Compact, I have to add in some references for that. So I'm going to choose to add in a reference. And if I click under Browse, go under my program files directory. Let's choose that. Go to the directory under 2.1, runtime, ado.NET, v3.1, and I'm just using x86 right now. If you had installed it at x64, you would choose that directory. And under here, this time I'm going to install the SQL Compact provider. This includes the database provider that knows how to communicate to a SQL Compact store and allows the Sync framework to get and apply changes efficiently with SQL Compact. I also have to add a reference to the actual SQL Compact namespace. So this is one thing that you'll need to make sure that you've done before you run this application is to actually install SQL Compact 3.5 SP2. So I go under here. Go down to system, system.data.sqlserver.ce. So we'll add in a reference to those ones as well. And of course, I just need to point out that I'm using those. So system.data.sqlce. And same thing over here to refer to this to the database provider. There we go. So that's good. So let's actually close this down so that we can actually see more of the code. So if we just walk through some of the code that I had before, of course we're going to need to add in a connection string for my SQL Compact database. So we don't need the SQL Server one anymore because we're synchronizing between SQL Azure and SQL Compact. So we'll do that. And we'll say SQL CE connection string. And for the connection string, I'm just going to say data source equals sync test.sdf. Of course, we can make a much more efficient connection string, but that should be enough for right now. I'm going to tell it to create a sync group called AllTable Sync Group. We could give it a different scope name if I wanted to synchronize different tables than what I'm synchronizing to SQL Server, but let's just leave that for right now. So going through some of these command lines, we're going to leave it the same way. We still need to set up synchronization in both the SQL Azure and SQL Compact database. I still need to have a call to sync. So for the setup, let's take a look at this. So this time, I need to add a SQL CE connection to my SQL CE connection string and keep the scope the same. This time, the table description before, if you recall, that was coming from my SQL Server database, but now the table description exists in SQL Azure, so I'm going to say SQL Azure connection string. And that's great. Now I'm going to actually still create the scope, add the table definitions to my scope. This time I'm going to set up the provisioning. Now I don't need it for SQL Server because we're not using that, but I do need it for SQL Azure, so that code should be good. And let me copy this and paste it for SQL Compact. So this time we're doing SQL CE, and we're doing the SQL CE provider, and make sure it's SQL CE provisioning. And make sure it connects to the SQL CE database. And over here, one more change. CE provider. SQL CE provider. And let's just make it friendlier. So I'm going to say provisioning my database. There we go. And close the connections. Good enough. And it looks like I just actually did the connection wrong. So let me just see what I did wrong there. Ah, right here. SQL CE connection. There we go. That should make it better. Great. So now let's just update the synchronization part of it, just like before. Change this to SQL CE connection. SQL CE connection. And actually, you know what? I should actually change this. The local provider should actually be my SQL CE database. So let's change this to my remote provider. And my local provider is this one right here, SQL CE sync provider. Make sure the direction is great. And that's good. So now what we've done is we set up a connection to the two databases. My sync framework orchestrator is going to link my remote provider, which is my SQL Azure database, to my local provider, which is SQL Compact, set the direction as bidirectional, and actually execute sync. And just as before, after it's done the sync, I close the connection and send out the statistics. So let's build this application. There we have, here we have the application. So let me go to my command line and look at the sync test. There's no Compact database yet. So that's one other piece of code that I actually need to add, which is unique to the application, because I actually need to add code to create a database. So let's do that during the setup. Just before I set up the provisioning, I'm going to create a new database. So what I need to do is just add in a little code to check to see if that file SQL Compact database does not exist, to just create one. So all it's going to do, check to see if that file does not exist. If so, using SQL Compact Engine, create a new database. So let's build that again. So now that I have built the application, I can go to my debug directory and run sync test. And of course, it's going to ask me to pass the parameters. So I'm going to say dash setup. And now what it's going to do is connect to my SQL Azure database and provision it for sync. So it's setting up synchronization for those two tables, the salesLT.customers and salesLT.product tables. And then after that's done, it's going to run the code to actually set up the SQL Compact database and set up the schema for those as well. And in fact, I should be able to go over to Visual Studio now and connect through my Server Explorer. And let's take a look at that database here at a connection. Change it to SQL Compact, point it to that file, that should be it, and there's the file that just got created, so let's take a look at it, connect to it. And if we expand on this, we should see those two tables. We have the customer table, we have the product table, all the tracking tables to track changes and other sync framework information. So that's good. It's just blank right now. So let's run it one more time, and I'm going to say dash sync. So this time it's using the all table sync group, connecting to SQL Azure, grabbing all of the data from those two tables, and it's bringing it down to the SQL Compact database. This will take a little bit longer because there's something like 1,100 rows that will be synchronized. Yes, 1,132 rows that were synchronized. And in fact, if I just take a look at this table now, show table data. There we go. We actually have the data that's been downloaded to this SQL Compact database as well. And in fact, if I run it one more time, I should be able to see that it goes a little bit faster because there's no changes that are actually executed. So that took just a few seconds, no changes. Let's see if we can do bidirectional sync. So I'm going to make a change to this one here and say sync test. Make that change. Let's run the sync again. Since we have it defaulted to bidirectional sync, we should see that there is one change that's uploaded to the SQL Azure database. And there it is. One change applied, one change uploaded to SQL Azure, which we would then see in the SQL Azure database. So now what I've shown you is how you can combine both SQL Compact and SQL Server synchronization using the sync framework. Ultimately, all of these capabilities will become available in SQL Azure Data Sync, but I want to really focus on the fact that using sync framework allows you to customize, add more flexibility to your synchronization environment beyond what might be available in SQL Azure Data Sync. So thank you for your time.